It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
All right. So you know what? 5 years ago, I actually suffered the most horrific, severe head injury I've ever experienced. And I basically stood up from a squatting position straight up into an open upper refrigerator door, and basically my head and neck got crunched like an accordion. So this traumatic head injury, it took a lot out of me, and it took a while for me to get well. Now today, I have Linda McGurk, author of Survive and Thrive, My Traumatic Brain Injury Survival Guide. And she's going to give us some insight of what this is all about and how it can help you feel better. Hi there.
So thank you, Dr. Linda, Suzanne.
Absolutely. Linda, describe to us your a traumatic brain injury that you had.
Okay, it was in a car accident in the Berkshire Mountains of Massachusetts. The right side of my head made friends with a telephone pole and ruptured it. And I was in a coma. Thankfully, they found me. I was in a coma for 8 weeks, and I did the inpatient rehab and the outpatient rehab. And as you know, but perhaps our listeners don't, it's several years recovery. My neurologist came in and explained to me what happened when I was waking up out of the coma, and he said, this is going to take about 7 years for you to really recover. And that's the truth.
Wow, 7 years. I didn't have go into that kind of severe state of being. And for you, when you woke up, I mean, what were the first symptoms that you had that you knew right away something is wrong?
Excellent question. I noticed, and it's kind of funny now, because I was annoyed that the nurses were talking to me like I was two. Okay, that was the first thing. And then I woke up and I saw the feeding tubes and everything, because I was still, you know, I had just come out of the coma. So I knew that I was in, quote, a situation. But the brain doesn't feel pain. Like, my brain had ruptured, but it doesn't, as you probably know. You don't feel that. But I noticed on my head was still wrapped up because they had done a craniotomy, and part of my skull was still in the freezer. So that's when I knew something had happened.
Wow. You got out, and what was your process of figuring out how to get well?
Well, the process was, I was given the process. And, you know, of course you don't like that when it's happening, but in retrospect, it was good. I was in the rehab hospital for, I think it was 8 weeks, just doing basics of cognitive evaluation, physical therapy, occupational therapy, all those things. And then they send you home. And that was, I would go to outpatient therapy from that. And that was more of the same, and more so that when you're, you know, the therapy is done outpatient, they can say, okay, here's your deficits. And in my case, I really didn't have any physical deficits, but I did have cognitive behavioral things that I had to look out for and I had to manage that I still manage to this day.
Such as what?
Okay, well, I have a great example. Yesterday, on my way actually to a hearing at the Massachusetts State House, I was testifying to make it by law, insurance companies have to cover post-acute cognitive rehabilitation. On my way there, I'm waiting to cross the street, and a car is backing out of a parking lot, and I'm waiting, and nothing in my behavior or actions at all suggests that I don't want to wait. And there's a lady, I guess it was the parking lot attendant, this is all in Boston, she says, you have to wait. He's backing all the way out. You've got to wait. And I just kind of nodded. Again, nothing that I did or said suggested I planned to do otherwise. And then she had to yell that at me again. And when I first came out and I was doing grad school, I've got a lot of energy and I'm very outspoken, and I would have, without the filter, I would have gone over to her and told her off. But with what I've learned in cognitive therapy, what the right thing to do in that situation, the safe thing to do for myself and everyone else, is when I got to the other side of the street, I looked her in the eye and said, thank you, and I kept going.
Got it.
Does that make sense about the lack
totally.
Of verbal? Right.
Yeah. I totally understand that. I know that, you know, when I got that injury of mine, I was in the state where I was always feeling anxiety. This anxiety
yes.
was just overwhelming. So everything would make me react when I wasn't, you know, which was all natural stuff. But that was definitely one behavior that I noticed, and I really didn't like that. Now, this obviously made you write this book because this entire experience made you write this book.
Yes.
Other people. So talk a little bit about that.
Thank you. Basically, the message of the book is it's hard. We all know it's hard, but life can still be good. There's a lot of books about the problems and everything, and hey, look, I know about that. I'm not trying to say that's not there, but the purpose of the book is to say, but look, it can still be good. We can still have a good life, even though we have this injury and there's loss and there's challenges. Life can still be good. And I have three things that I say that I found worked for me. A strong support system, which I was lucky to have. But I think that everyone, if you're in a community, there's people, and in some cases, even if it's only one or two, that really do want to help. And the other thing is openness to opportunities. You have to be openness to where the help is coming from. It might not be your fantasy of where it would come from, but it's there, and you need to be open to that and accept it. And also be able to, pardon the cliche, but think outside the box, because the solutions, again, might not be the plans that you had for your life, but your life is different now, and there's going to be there'll be different things that you can do, and it might be outside of what you ever thought you would be doing with your life, but there are options, and those options are good, so just accept them.
That's great. So three things that we can do right away is strong support system, make sure people around you are going to help you, and
yes.
getting the right type of treatments and therapy and even your community. Now, openness
yes.
to opportunity. You got to be more open because you never know what's coming your way. And then, of course, thinking outside the box. I love that one.
Thank you.
So then, where can we find your book?
Okay, right now it's on Amazon.com, and it's on the ebook's on Kindle, and that's my distribution channel is Amazon and Kindle primarily.
Survive and Thrive, My Traumatic Brain Injury Survival Guide. And I mean, it sounds to me you're doing awesome now with all the things that you've been putting into it. And of course, you actually followed your own footsteps and created this book, right?
Yes.
And regarding this book, are you planning on writing another chapter on this? Are you gonna? What else are you gonna be doing?
Well, I am, and thanks for asking. Because my favorite part of this book is chapter 6, which is about health and wellness. In there, I feel like it's a start to get into to help people if they need it. Get into the wellness mindset. I have stretches that I've done since I was in high school as a cheerleader that I've always done before any workout. And I have some basic, cheap, and simple recipes that are healthy. And wellness, I've always been into wellness, and I know that that was a huge part of the success of my recovery. These are things that I've always done. And once I could get back home and keep doing them again, making my own meals, you know, doing my stretches and whatever cardio I could that was safe, all of that, I'm 300% sure that is how I recovered so well.
Thank you, Linda. That's awesome. So Survive and Thrive, My Traumatic Brain Injury Survival Guide. Definitely look at chapter 6. Well, thanks for being on Wellness for Life, Linda. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies and ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Stay well.